另外一位姐妹 Monica， 她今天也来到我们当中。
And our sister Monica is among us today.
各位都知道她的先生Thomas 在几个礼拜之前已经离开这个世界到天父那里去。
And we all know that his husband passed away a couple of weeks ago.
愿主给他们两个家庭有恩典有力量继续仰望这位主。
May the Lord give them peace and grace.
今天跟大家分享的题目是扫罗第一次的行动。
So, today we're going to continue our study in the book of Samuel.
是记载
Saul's first action.
在撒母耳记上第一章第十一撒母耳上第十一章。
So it's the first Samuel chapter 11.
这里记载说亚门人的王拿辖上来，对着基列亚比安营。
So here it says Nahash the Ammonite went up.And besieged Jabesh Gilead.
这个亚门王呢，是在以色列人的西边约旦河的东边，在约旦河的东边。
So this Nahash of Ammonite, they're on the east side of the Jordan River.
那这个亚比的众人呢，对拿辖说：“你与我们立约，我们就服侍你。”
And all the men of Jabesh said to him, "Make a treaty with us, and we will be subject to you."
亚门人事实上是。罗德的后裔。
So Ammonite was the descendant of
Lot.
Lot.
那基列亚比的人呢，是以色列的中间的一个支派。
So Jabesh Gilead is a branch of Israel.
所以就是说，以色列人呢，受了外面来的人的逼迫。
So that means the Israelite was oppressed by the outsiders.
所以他们很害怕，他们就对这个。王拿辖说：“我们跟你立一个约，好不好
？”So they're so afraid, so they want to have a treaty with Nahash.
这个立约这个字，在当时的意思来讲的话，就像有点像今天到餐厅去呢，顾客跟服务生的关系。
So the treaty here we're talking about is more like a relationship between a customer and the person who provides service.
事实上是一个平等的关系。
It's fair and equal relationship.
我服务你，但是你也要尊重我。
So I'll give you the service, but you have to respect me.
当然，我服务不错的话，你就要给我一点小费。
And also, if I serve you well, and then you have to tip me.
所以这里讲的意思就是，以色列人跟他求说，我们跟你立一个约好不好
？So here, actually, Israelites are begging him to make a treaty.
我们知道你很强大。
So we know that you're strong.
所以我们去。愿意是用立约的方法，我们来服务你，但是我们是一个平等的关系。
But we want to be subject to you, but on the basis of being equal.
结果这个王呢，亚门人拿辖，他就说：“你们若由我剜出你们个人的右眼，以此凌辱以色列众人，我就与你们立约。”
But Nahash the Ammonite replied, "I'll make a treaty with you only on the condition that I gouge out the right eye of every one of you, and so bring disgrace on all Israel."
所以这个王，你听他所讲的就知道，他没有意思要跟他们有平等的对待的关系。
So here we can tell that the Nahash of Ammonites has no intention of making a treaty with them.
既然你来提议说要与我们来立约的话，那我给你们一个条件。
So on the condition of the treaty, I have one condition.
你们把你们的右边的眼睛，我要把它挖出来。
So I'll gouge out the right eye of everyone.
这样我就跟你立约。
And then I will have a treaty with you.
为什么要挖右眼呢？
So now we have a question, why the right eye, not the left?
当时的以色列人要跟人作战的时候，右手是拿刀的。
So at the time, in the army, soldiers are holding their sword with their right hands.
左手是拿盾牌的。
And then they hold their shield with their left hands.
所以他们在打仗的时候呢，他的盾牌呢就挡住他的身体。
So when they're fighting, their shield are actually cover half of their body.
只能露出右边的眼睛看敌人在哪里。
And also expose the right eye to see the circumstances.
用这样的方法来保护自己。
And then to protect themselves.
所以也就是说，如果把右眼挖掉的时候呢，他就拿着盾牌呢，他也没有办法打仗的。
So if you gouge out their right eye, it's really hard for them to see and to fight.
你如果要看得见的话，那你便把盾牌拿开，让左眼露出来来看的时候，那你才能够看得见你的敌人。
So if you want to fight and see the enemy, you have to lower your shield so to expose your red side of the face.
所以在挖出你的右眼的时候，事实上就是叫你失去了你自卫武装的能力。
So gouge out every right eye of everyone. That means I'll disarm you.
所以他这样的做法是要让以色列人失去抵抗的能力。
So they're trying to make them defenseless.
所以他提出了这个条件以后呢，亚比的长老，就是以色列人这里面的长老，就对这个王说：“求你宽容我们七日，等我们打发人往以色列全境去。若没有人救我们，我们就出来归顺你。”
So the elders of Jabesh said to him, "Give us 7 days, so we can send messengers throughout Israel." If no one comes to rescue us, we will surrender to you.
他们就向这个拿辖的王呢来请求说，你给我们一点点时间，七天的时间。
So they plead to Nahash.
我们要打发人到以色列各个地方去求救。
So we can send messengers to find out help.
如果证明我们确实连我们自己的同胞都不要的话，那我们只能归顺你，做你们的奴隶。
And if in the end nobody wants to rescue us, and then we will surrender.
有很多人都常常在这件事情上有点问题。
So we have some questions about this point.
因为既然他们提出这样的要求，给我们七天。
So they ask for 7 days.
事实上，这件事情是说，给我们七天，让我们看看我们有没有人愿意让我们存活。
So that means give us 7 days so we can find a way, see if we can survive.
如果没有的话，我们就做你的奴隶，因为做奴隶的话，他的生命就完全由对方来控制的。
So if after 7 days no one rescues us and we'll be your slave.
为什么可以提出七天的请求呢
？Why they ask for 7 days?
因为如果对方不肯答应的时候呢，我们这一方的人呢，就可以把我们所有的农作物、所有的房子，我们都把它放火烧掉。
So if they don't agree, we can burn our field and our houses.
今天来讲就是焦土政策，就是一切你都拿不到任何的好处的。
So nowadays it's like, you know, you can't get anything from us anyway.
所以他们对对方呢做了这样的一个请求。
So that's why they plead as such.
所以这个时候呢，竟然对方同意他给他七天的时间。
And then the Ammonites agreed.
所以他们就派了使者呢到了扫罗住的附近的一个地方叫基比亚，将这些话说给百姓听。百姓听了以后都放声而哭。
So when the messengers came to Gibeah of Saul and reported these terms to the people, they all wept aloud.
为什么会放声而哭呢
？Why did they weep aloud？
因为那个时候的以色列人最大的敌人，事实上在西边，叫做非利士人。
So because at that time their enemies are actually called the Philistines.
以色列人为了非利士人已经没有办法应付其他的事情，整天就必须付上代价去防卫这个非利士人。
Because of the oppression of the Philistines, they actually fight every day trying to defend themselves.
常常是在他们的攻击之下。
It's always under their attack.
现在东边又冒出来一个亚门人，也要来侵犯他们。
Now the Ammonites from the east trying to attack them also.
所以他们听到。由这以色列人的痛苦，他们都放声而哭。
So they know their circumstances, that's why they all wept aloud.
因为他们自己已经招架无力。
Because they don't think they can fight them.
如果基列亚比人如果失去了战斗力的话，下一个就轮到他们了。
So they know if Gilead lost to Ammonites.And they will be next.
所以这些百姓就大家一起放声而哭。
So that's why everybody all wept aloud.
这个时候大家在那里痛哭的时候呢，扫罗正从田间赶牛回来。
So just then Saul was returning from the fields behind his oxen.
所以扫罗就问说，百姓为什么哭呢？众人将亚比人的话告诉他。
And then he asked, "What is wrong with the people? Why are they weeping?" And then they reported to him what men of Jabesh had said.
他们把他们的遭遇说清楚了。
So they told Saul what's going on.
所以扫罗听见这话，就被神的灵大大感动，甚是发怒。
So when Saul heard their words, the spirit of God came upon him in power, and he burned with anger.
我们在这里要知道一件事情，扫罗这个时候已经被立为王了。
So we know right now Saul was already appointed as king.
你们在世界上有没有看过哪一个国家的王去田里面耕田的
So it's really different from us. Have you ever seen any king of the country actually go in the field and plow the field?
而且亲自赶牛的。
And also go with oxen.
所以这个是当时的一个情况。扫罗是这样的一个光景，叫做这样在做他们王。
So that's the situation of Saul of being their king.
但是有一件事情发生了。
But there's one thing happened to him.
这里记载很清楚，是被神的灵大大的感动。
And here it says the spirit of God came upon him in power.
所以他从里面就像火一样燃烧的怒气呢，就发泄出来。
And then he burned with anger.
接下来他就将一对牛呢，就切成筷子，托付使者传送以色列的全境。
So he took a pair of oxen, cut them into pieces, and sent the pieces by messengers throughout Israel.
对他们宣告说，凡不出来跟随扫罗和撒母耳的，必这样切开你们的牛。
And proclaiming, this is what will be done to the oxen of anyone who does not follow Saul and Samuel.
所以也就是说，他把他赶从田里面赶回来那一对牛呢，他就把它切成筷子。
So here it says he took a pair of oxen, cut them into pieces.
那以色列人呢，总共应该有十二个支派。
So there are 12 tribes in Israel.
所以把这个牛呢，就切成十二块，每一个支派人就送一块去。
So he cut the oxen into 12 pieces and sent them to each tribe.
所以送去了以后，这个使者就告诉他说，如果你们不出来跟随扫罗和撒母耳的话呢，你的牛呢就变成切成这个样子。
So as an example, and he showed them this is what will be done to the oxen of anyone who does not follow Saul and Samuel.
在这里，接下来圣经记得很清楚，说于是耶和华使百姓惧怕，他们就都出来，如同一人。
And then here it says, then the terror of the Lord fell on the people, and they turned out as one man.
这个意思就讲到他们这个时候就团结一心。
So here it means they're all united.
所以接下来就发生了一件的事情。
And there's something happened afterwards.
扫罗就在比色数点他们。
So then Saul mustered them at Bezek.
以色列人呢有300,000人出来。
So the men of Israel numbered 300,000.
犹大人呢有30,000出来。
And the men of Judah 30,000.
在这里我们稍微知道以色列事实上有10个支派。
So we know there are 10 tribes in Israel.
所以每一个支派出了30,000人。
So 30,000 men from each tribe.
犹大也出了30,000人。
And Judah, there are 30,000 also.
那有一个支派叫做利未支派。
And there is one tribe called Levi.
这个支派是神专门拣选来敬拜上帝的。
So this is a tribe God has picked to dedicate to serve Him.
所以这个支派不出人的。
So they are not in the fighting.
他们不做这种打仗的工作。
So they don't join the fight.
他们是做属灵打仗的工作。
They only serve the Lord.
接下来，众人对那使者说：“你们要回复基列亚比人说，明日太阳近午的时候，你们必得解救。”
So they told the messengers who had come, "Say to the men of Jabesh Gilead, by the time the sun is hot tomorrow, you will be delivered."
所以这33,000人呢，他们来回复这位从被欺压的那个以色列人说。你们要回去告诉你们的人说明天中午的时候呢你们会得到解救的。
So all these people, 330,000 in all, and tell the messengers, go back and tell them you'll be delivered tomorrow.
所以这个使者就过了约旦河到东边去告诉了他们自己的人他们就非常的欢喜。
So and then the messengers went and reported to the men of Jabesh. They were all elated.
所以接下来他们就派人去跟那个亚门人的王来说
So and then they sent someone to said to the Ammonites.
在这里，他对他们说：“明天我们出来归顺你们，你们可以随意待我们。”
So they said, "Tomorrow we will surrender to you, and you can do to us whatever seems good to you."
这意思就是说，明天我们就出来向你们投降。
So that means we'll surrender to you tomorrow.
你们可以随意待我们。事实上，意思就是我们已经做一个奴隶的。
And then we will be your slaves.
那这件事情事实上是一个诈敌的方法，欺骗敌人的方法。
This actually is not true. They were trying to fool them.
因为希望让他们的警戒心能够降低下来。
Because they were trying to make their guards down.
第二天，扫罗将百姓分为3队。
So the next day, Saul separated his men into 3 divisions.
所以你除一除的话，一队就是11,000人。
So if we do the math, every division is about 110,000.
在成根的时候就入了亚门人的营，击杀他们，直到太阳近午。
So during the last watch of the night, they broke into the camp of Ammonites and slaughtered them until the heat of the day.
也就是在天都还没有亮的时候呢，他们就已经进入到敌人的营门里面去了。
So they actually broke into the camp before sunrise.
那时候的亚门人还在梦中，在那里庆祝啊胜利啊。
So the Ammonites probably still sleeping and celebrate their victory.
因为他们已经放松了。
Because they already let their guard down.
所以他们在这出其不意之下就攻击他们，所以把仇敌打得落花流水。
So Saul led a surprise attack.
圣经讲说剩下的人都逃散，没有二人同在一处。
So recorded in the Bible say those who survived were scattered, so that no two of them were left together.
也就是他们个人都为自己的性命在那里奔逃啊，个人只能顾自己的。
So that means everybody run for their own life.
在军事上来讲，就是兵败啊如山倒。
It's like when you're failing and it's like a mountain fall.
打完了一个胜仗以后，百姓就对撒母耳说了这样话。
So after they win, the people said to Samuel.
说那说扫罗岂能管理我们的是谁呢？可以把将他交出来，我们好杀死他。
So they said to Samuel, "Who was it that asked, 'Shall Saul reign over us? Bring this man to us; we will put them to death.'"
这件事情有点历史，我需要说明一下。
So let me explain the history behind this.
在上一章的地方，扫罗刚刚被立王的时候，有赞成他的，但是也有反对他的。
So the previous chapter, when Saul was appointed as king, there are oppositions.
那些反对的人就用一个很轻视的态度来说扫罗。
So the opposition, they're actually looked down on Saul.
说立这个王，他能够救我们吗
？So say, shall Saul reign over us? Can he save us?
所以现在打了一个大的胜仗。
And now Saul won the battle.
就有这样的声音出现说，那曾经以前说过说扫罗可以管理我们的那个，把他救出来。
So now people actually think the person, the people who said, "Shall Saul reign over us?" We need to bring those men out.
把他交出来以后，我们就把他杀掉。
And then we need to put them to death.
从这里我们看见一个大的胜利以后，我们就看见人心的阴暗面就暴露了出来。
So after the victory, we can see the darkness of human heart.
他们要杀那些反对的势力。
And then the supporters want to put the oppositions to death.
所以我们看见他们是对内呢是可以发狠的。
So they're really merciless.
我们记不记得当亚门人来要攻打他们的时候，他们聚在一起的时候，他们做了一个动作叫什么呢
？Can you remember when they know Ammonites are going to attack them? They gather together. What did they do?
他们大家放声而哭。
They wept aloud.
一个成年的男人会放声而哭，是表示自己是软弱的。
So adult man would weep aloud. That means he can show his weakness.
对外面的仇敌呢是软弱的。
So towards the outsiders is weak.
打了一个大胜仗，对里面的人他可以发狠的。
And then after a victory towards their own brothers.
这是同一个人呐。
And this is the same person.
而且呢，借着杀别人呢，来成为他效忠领导者的筹码。
And they want to show their allegiance by killing other people.
自己不需要付代价的。
And then there's no sacrifice from themselves.
所以我们看见人性的黑暗的地方，就一旦有了胜利以后呢。大家就抢着要拍捧那些当权者。
So we can see after the victory, and then people will try to show their allegiance to their leaders.
他们很盼望借着这种动作呢，能够进入权力核心的中间。
So they want to gain the power by doing such things.
成为那些既得利益者的行列。
And then become the people who will take advantage of the whole circumstances.
所以他们对撒母耳说。那曾经说过扫罗坏话的，把他揪出来。
So that's why they told Samuel, whoever against Saul, let put them to death.
我们把他杀了。
Let's kill them.
这样的话，我们就作为我们效忠扫罗的一个真实的行动。
And so that's become our action to pledge our allegiance to Saul.
接下来我们看见扫罗表白了说：“今天耶和华在以色列中施行拯救，所以。”不可杀人。
But here we say, Saul said, "No one should be put to death today, for this day the Lord has rescued Israel."
扫罗不需要讲一句话，他只要点一个头，这些反对者就立刻可以除灭的。
So let's think Saul don't need to say anything. He just needs to nod it, and then all the supporters will do whatever they decide to do.
这些反对者的生命就系在扫罗的一个简单的动作。
So all the lives of those people who oppose him actually tie on one nod of the head.
扫罗说出这样的话来。
But Saul said,
今日耶和华在以色列中施行拯救，所以不可杀人。
So for this day, the Lord has rescued Israel, so no one shall be put to death.
我们接下来看撒母耳就对这些百姓说，我们要往基甲去，在那里立国。
And then Samuel said to the people, Come, let's go to Gilgal, and there reaffirm the kingship.
在英文的里面讲得更清楚一点。
So it's more clear in the English verse.
他说我们到基甲去呢，再一次的来肯定扫罗的王位。
So what he says, come to go to Gilgal and reaffirm the kingship.
基甲这个字呢是有一个属灵的意义的。
So Gilgal is a spiritual meaning.
就是脱去羞辱。
So get rid of the shame.
弟兄姐妹，一个基督徒也是要经过这样的来确认。
So as Christians, we need to experience such things too.
我们接受了耶稣的时候，我们成为基督徒。
So when we receive our Lord, we become Christian.
你要知道，基督徒就是就像在扫罗身上的王位一样。
So we know it's as a Christian, it's just like a kingship.
你成为基督徒，你就有一个王的身份了。
So as soon as you become a Christian, you have the position of a kingship.
因为你是万王之王的儿女。
Because you're the son and daughters of the kings of kings.
所以每一位都是王子，每一位都是公主。
So we're all princes and princesses.
但是这个王位呢，需要经过再一次的确认。
But this kingship needs to be reaffirmed.
这个确认是必须经过打仗的。
And that needs to go through battle.
对今天的基督徒来讲的话，你成为基督徒以后呢，你必须去战场上打胜仗，才能够再一次确认你是那位王的后裔。
So as being a Christian, we need to be willing to go into battle and then so to reaffirm our kinship.
这个再确认的王位是经过什么样的战争呢？
So what kind of battle we need to go through?
就是你自己个人必须传福音。
So we need to go out and spread the gospel.
你必须带领人来信耶稣。
You have to lead people towards God.
当你去传福音的时候，你就是进入属灵的战场。
So when you go out there and spread the gospel, you are entering the battleground.
把人从仇敌的手中拯救出来。
And rescue people from the enemies.
当你这样的战争能够打胜的时候呢，你的王位再一次被确认。
And then when we win the battle, we reaffirm our kinship.
结果众百姓就到基甲那里，在耶和华面前立扫罗为王。
So all the people went to Gilgal and confirmed Saul as king in the presence of the Lord.
在耶和华面前立扫罗为王。
And then as king in the presence of the Lord.
而且大家在耶和华面前献平安祭。
And there they sacrificed fellowship offerings before the Lord.
这里写到说扫罗和以色列众人大大欢喜。
And Saul and all the Israelites held a great celebration.
在这里我们看见一个图画。
So we can see a picture here.
大家都那么兴高采烈的。
So everybody was rejoiced.
这里写说扫罗和以色列的众人大大欢喜。
Here it says they are very happy here.
但是有一个人没有写在里面。
And there is one person that didn't mention here.
这就是撒母耳。
That's Samuel.
所以在这里看见大家这样的欢喜的时候呢，这位扫罗呢也跟大家一起在那里庆贺。
So let's see, they celebrate there, and Saul also joined them.
但是为什么不包含撒母耳呢
？But why we didn't include Samuel here?
因为这两群人看见不同的图画。
Because it's two group of people seeing different pictures.
这些众人看见的是那个世俗的，所以他们欢喜。
So all the people, including Saul, are seeing the worldly. That's why they're rejoicing.
如果按这样的话，我们来看撒母耳，他是一个很怪的怪人。
So, and then we'll see, we might see Samuel, it looks kind of weird.
他是很孤僻的，不合群的。
And he, it's not, belongs to the other group.
但是他所看见的是不一样的一幅图画。
But what he has seen is different picture.
这幅图画且待下回分解。
And then it needs to be continued.
今天我们要来看一件的事情。
So one thing we'll look at today.
我们看了这个历史的发生。
So let's look at the history.
真正掌握这段历史的是什么？
So what's actually hold the history?
谁说了？对了，整个的历史里面真正掌握的就是这位上帝。
So it's a God.
不认识上帝的话，你根本看不见。
So you can't see without knowing
this God. 你不知道来龙去脉。
And you don't know the comings and goings.
在这里讲到说，扫罗被神的灵怎样大大感动。
So here it says Saul was touched by the Spirit of God.
如果没有这位上帝的灵在那里大大的感动，这一切的事情外面的人看了以为是扫罗真的很行。
So without the Spirit of God, from outsiders, we would think Saul is really great.
我们再来回想一下这位扫罗。
Let's think about Saul.
当人在那里选王的时候呢，后来抽签 抽到扫罗的时候呢，他们找不到他。
So let's think about when people were trying to find a king for Israel and casting lot. It was land on Saul, but people couldn't find him.
后来在哪里找到呢？
And then where did they find him?
在器具的当中，就 baggage.
And then because he was hiding himself among the baggage.
我们看到这位扫罗是一个很害羞、很内向的人。
So from this we can see Saul was actually a pretty shy person.
但是一个害羞内向的人是不太愿意表达自己的情绪啊或情感在人的面前的。
So usually people with this kind of personality are not willing to show their feelings in front of people.
当神的灵大大的感动了他的时候呢，他就怎么样呢？
So when the Spirit of God came upon him, what did he do?
他大发易怒。
And then he was burned with anger.
所以我们在这里用一个形容词叫做易怒。
So here we use the word righteous anger.
所以怒气呢，不可以随便发的。
So you can't let your anger out freely.
但是有一种怒气你可以发的。
But one anger is justified.
那就是易怒。
It's called the righteous anger.
但是这个易怒呢，怎么来的呢
？So where did it come from?
这是神的灵大大的感动他以后，他才能够发出易怒来。
So that's the spirit of God come upon him.
我们都有脾气的，我们都想要会发作脾气的。
So we all have anger.
你会发现，我们的脾气往往是对什么样的人来发呢
？So do you realize whom will let our anger out?
我们都是对那个我们很熟悉的、我们很脆弱的、不会报复你的，我们都是对这种人发泄的。
So we always let our angers out to the one we know, we love, and also the person that's weak that will not retaliate us.
但是对比你还强的、比你还行的，我们就说的像一只小乌龟一样。
But to the stronger person, we probably wouldn't do that.
因为我们发不出来易怒。
Because we cannot let out righteous anger.
但是因为神的灵大大的感动他，可以使一个非常内向、害羞的人发出了易怒来。
But because the Spirit of God, we can turn a shy person.Into an angry person.
你经历过神的灵大大感动你，你发出了你原来做不来的事情吗？
Have you ever experienced such experience because the Spirit of God, you have done something that you normally don't do?
所以这里不要成为你的借口，回去随便找人发怒，说这个是大发易怒。
So don't use it as excuse as a righteous anger when you're angry at somebody.
易怒的对象都是比你还强的。
So righteous anger is towards a person who's stronger than you.
而且是改变你的做法的。
And then who can change you?
如果你本来活的就像一个张飞的话，那你没有所谓的大发易怒的机会了。
So if you live as an angry person, so there is no righteous anger.
我们再来看这位扫罗。
So let's see Saul here.
当神的灵大大的感动他，发生了什么事情呢
？When the power of God came upon him, what happened?
他付上了代价。
He paid the price.
我们记不记得扫罗那个时候为什么会遇见撒母耳呢
？Do we remember when Saul met Samuel?
他去找什么？他去找他爸爸的驴子。
He was sent to look for the donkeys of his father's.
他爸爸的驴子呢，丢掉了。
So the donkey's been lost.
所以扫罗呢，就出去开始去找驴子。
So Saul was sent to find his father's donkeys.
边走边喊驴子啊，驴子啊，在哪里
？So and look and look.
他从他的家一直走走走走到越来越走越远，走了三天。
So he actually go looking for the donkeys for almost 3 days.
为了找驴子要找三天。
And then take 3 days to find the donkeys.
所以他很珍惜驴子，对不对？
So he's actually really think the donkeys are really precious.
可是神的灵大大的降临在他身上的时候，他把他养生之用、耕田用的一对牛怎样？
So when the power of God, land on him, and what he do, he actually slaughter the two oxen.
他把他养生用的这个牛就杀了，切开了。
Yeah, that's the oxen that he actually lived for.
我们看一头牛跟一头驴子来比，哪个价钱高啊？
So let's compare the price between a donkey and an oxen.
当然是牛的价钱高啊。
Of course, the oxen is more expensive.
而且不但这头牛，还是受过训练、养生用的、耕田用的牛。
So it's not only that the oxen was actually used to plow the field.
我们知道一个农夫啊，耕田的那头牛跟他之间一定有什么。
So do we know the relationship between a farmer and an oxen?
都有感情的。
And they have kind of love feelings.
所以他愿意付上代价。
So here he said he cut them into pieces. That means he wants to.
以前驴子不见了，好可惜，要去找，要找，要走，要走，走三天。
So he will look for the donkeys for 3 days.
但是神的灵大大的感动他的时候呢，二话不说啊，牛就立刻两只牛啊就切开了。
But when the spirit of God landed on him, there's no word. He actually slaughtered two oxen of his own.
神的灵大大感动一个人的时候，他会付上代价的。
So when the spirit of God came upon somebody, and he will be willing to pay the price.
并且接下来讲说，他是把它切开的。
And here he said he cut the oxen into pieces.
这个切开的意思就是说，我毫无保留。
So that means without reservation.
是养生之用的，他却毫无保留。
So all the oxen that he depends on.
我不再收回来了。
And then he cut them into pieces without reservation.
当神的灵大大感动你，如果有一个人他说他有欠缺。
So when the Spirit of God came upon you, if you have some shortcomings,
没有被神大大的感动的，跟大大感动会不会有区别呢？
So is there a difference between the person who was touched by the Spirit of God and the one who has not been touched by the Spirit of God?
没有被神大大灵感动的话呢，就是我借你用，好好使用，保管好，最后要还给我。
So the one without the touch by the Spirit of God will say, you know, I'll lend it to you, use it and protect it, and then give it back to me later.
但是我见过那个被神灵大大感动的是说，您就拿去了。
But the one who was touched by the Spirit of God say, just take it.
不会再要回来。
And then I'm not expecting it back.
确实有区别的。
And there is a big difference.
当神的灵能够大大感动一个人，他真的可以说，我把我自己献上给你。
So when the Spirit of God touch you, you really can see out.Can say that I'll give myself to you.
当一个人被神的灵大大的感动，还会发生什么事情呢？
So what else can happen?
神的灵是很有能力的。
So the Spirit of God is strong.
你看他的能力大到一个从内向的人可以发出易怒来。
So it can change the timid person into a strong person.
很节俭、很吝啬的，可以很大方的付出代价。
And then the greedy can become generous.
被神灵大大的感动的人，他是一个被神管制的人。
So we can say the one who is influenced by the Spirit of God is under God's control.
被神那么大的能力感动的，却是在神的管理的之下。
So if we touched by the Spirit of God, we are actually under God's control.
当他打了一个大的胜仗回来，那可以讲。扫罗可以是如日中天呢。
So after the big victory, we can see Saul must be on his highest point.
但是他在撒母耳的面前，他还是必须谦卑下来。
But he humbled himself in front of Samuel.
并且对那些羞辱自己的人，他却能够包容他们。
And also show mercy to the opposition.
他说：“今天是耶和华拯救的日子，所以不可杀人。”
He said, "Today the Since the Lord rescued us, we can't kill anybody."
他的心胸跟气度啊，是何等的大。
And then he became merciful.
并且对那些支持自己的人呢，他有一个节制。
And then to the supporters, he regulates them.
我们人都很喜欢被人家捧，被人家赞美的。
So we all like to be praised.
这个把我们捧上去的人，我们都很希望他，你的手千万不要放，继续把我捧上了。
So you think, don't let go, just keep holding me up.
我们人真的离地几公分了，就有一种很愉快的感觉。
So it's really when people praise us, we feel accomplishment.
而且我们被捧久了以后呢，都总觉得说，我就是这么好啊。
So when people praise you, you will think, oh, I am really that good.
所以众人说，那些说扫罗可以管理我们的那个人，把他揪出来，我们在你的面前把他杀了。
So when the people recommend to kill all the people that oppose him,
这个就是在对扫罗说，你就是我的王啊。
So that's the way that showing their allegiance, say you
are my king. 你说什么，我们就顺服你。
And you will do whatever you tell us to do.
他在那里对这些的支持他的人，他是有节制的。
But he has his restraint, in front of their supporters.
所以他可以说出这样的话来。
So that's why he can say such things.
对反对他的人，对羞辱他的人，他说不可以杀人。
And then he tell them that the people who oppose me, we're not going to kill them.
对支持自己的人呢，他约束他们。
And then for the people who support him,
he
regulates them.
为什么他能够这样呢？
Why would he do that?
因为他是被神的灵大大感动的人。
Because he was touched by the Spirit of God.
你愿意吗？
Are you willing?
你愿意是一个被神大大感动的人吗？
Are you willing to be touched by the Spirit of God?
你可以发现你被神的灵大大感动了，你都可以超越你自己的。
And then if you were touched by the Spirit of God, you can realize or you can see that you can do something that surpasses yourself.
你会做超越你自己的条件能力的事情。
You can do things that beyond your ability.
你一定不是仅仅你自己现在目前的样子而已。
And it's not only just you.
因为上帝在你的心中有一个非常荣耀崇高的盼望。
Because the Spirit of God is in you.
他要带领你。
He will lead you.
他要把能力赐给你。
And he give you power.
叫你这一生过的时候，过了的时候，你不会觉得后悔。
So after the whole life is passed, you will not regret.
你会觉得我实在过得太值得了。
And then you will think, my life is worth it.
就像我这样的人竟然可以。
You can say,Me, such a person, and I can do such things.
弟兄姐妹，你要对圣灵要认识他。
Brothers and sisters, we need to know the Spirit.
你要有一个愿意的心顺服他。
And we'll have our willingness.
受他的管制。
And then to be under His control.
这样的一位扫罗，当神的灵大大感动他的时候，他可以过这样一个美丽的人生。
So when Saul was touched by the Spirit of God.He has such a wonderful life.
但是当一个人不受神的灵管制的时候，不受神的灵感动的时候，那会变成什么样子呢？
But we can we imagine when the person is not?
那还是要再卖一个关子，且待下回分解。
And then we'll learn it next time.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父。